Yeah, basically the frustration is today, or Ryan, sorry, out of Gold Island here. The people of Gold Island have been on to me, as has been on to my other colleagues there as well, Councillor Parry, Councillor Rashbeck, and other councillors as well in the Glenties MD. Probably since well over, going up on a year now or thereabouts. Last July, there was a water mains going into Gold Island there, so what happened there, Ryan, for just for a bit of background on it, last July, the water main got bust there going into the island. Now, there was difficulty with it prior to that, and it's like I said, myself and my colleagues had been on to Eskiern and that, alongside that for some time, trying to get the situation sorted, because what was happening, the tide or whatever way it works, or the way the pipe was laid down, it wasn't laid down properly. And the tide then dislodged it from wherever its place was as such in the water, if you like, because that's where it was, just going through the water. And what had to happen then, there was weights then, it had to be weighted down then. So after a couple of failed attempts, a couple of failed days with divers and so on, they had to abandon over due to health and safety and the tide and sea being too rough and so on. The weights never actually went on the pipe. They never managed to achieve that due to the rough weather and that, so that wasn't achieved. And then subsequent to that, then come July came then, the pipe actually got busted as such then. Now my understanding was how the pipe got busted, there was too much air put into the pipe, the blue air escalator themselves put air into the pipe checking for leaks, and then as a result then the pipe got busted then and it got damaged. Subsequent to that then, Ryan, earlier, I think it was probably later on this year then, or maybe slightly, maybe before Christmas, to be fair, Eskiern then lifted the whole pipework then, they lifted the whole network of piping then from the mainland right through to the island. So to get out to one of the piers then over here in Guidoor, to get into the mainland, and they cut it all up then into small pieces, 2 and 3 foot lengths of the actual pipe that they lifted, which, to be honest, was beyond me. I don't know why they done that or what was the mentality behind that, but totally mad stuff. So subsequent to that then, myself and my colleagues, we've been on to them since, as obviously has the locals on the island been on to them as well since, trying to get the water supply reinstalled again since. Now, I've just learned in the last hour there, Ryan, to be fair, that there may be a question mark over now, that it may not be as simple as putting it down as we would expect it to be, you or I, or the islanders would expect it to be, where the old main come out and just stick down a new main again. Apparently now, and I need to get this verified, because I only found out in the last hour, and I have difficulty locating people in to verify this for me, but apparently now an offshore licence may have to be found, or have to be got, sorry. If an offshore licence has to be got for to lay a new pipe for where there was an existing pipe already, right, and that's going to kick the whole thing down the road in about a few years at least, at the very least as such, if this is true, but I have to verify that end of it. But nonetheless, anyway, setting that aside on the offshore license end of it, there is no water at the minute in Gold Island. There's no pipes in Gold Island at the minute. Now, the ridiculous thing is, now, maybe it come out as a standard email, I don't know. They come out an email there the last day there, earlier this week, about boiling the water and everything else in Gold Island, from both from themselves, from Eskiern, HSE and so on. If that's an automated thing, that's fair enough. As such, that's the way it is. But the big thing is here, Ryan, adding insult to injury, what has gone in now to the island, they have put in basically an oil tank, a beehive oil tank. That's actually where it is, a beehive oil tank, obviously a new one, but however, a new beehive oil tank, to my understanding, according to the photo, has one into the island. I think that went in yesterday, plus possibly a digger. And the situation is that tank then, the short time that tank then would hold about maybe 1,200 approximately litres of water, 1,200 litres of water around that such rain. They're to fill that tank with water apparently, and then they're going to pump that then from the tank to the houses. But Ryan, that tank, in fairness, it would only cater for about 2 houses max. That's all it's going to cater for, really and truly. I cannot understand who's behind this thing, the thoughts behind it. I would expect at least, at the very least, Ryan, at least going in with a water tanker, the back of a lorry, a tri-axle, as we say, fuel, but a tri-axle water tanker would have been the very least that would have held tens of thousands of litres at the very least to keep the people of Gold Island going. What they have there at the minute now is totally, totally unacceptable. I have emailed Eskiern about that yesterday. I emailed the site once the islanders contacted me once. Once I was alerted to it, I emailed them straight away to find out. Now today, all that's gone back today would have just acknowledged the reply and that they're working to find out. But going forward, this is unacceptable. The reality is in Gold Island, Ryan, to put people in terms of perspective for people that aren't aware or haven't been on the island such in some time, there's 36 dwelling houses in there. There's a cafe in there. There's also an Irish college base in there now for the summertime. Plus all the visitors, daytime visitors. There are a couple of holiday homes in there and whatnot, which rents out Airbnb and so on. All that kind of stuff. But the point alone, Ryan, is you have 36 resident houses alone 36, and they put in a tank that's only going to hold 1,200 litres of water. Is totally ridiculous. They need at the very least, a tri-axle water tanker like you see pulled behind the back of the lorries here about here for carrying milk and so on, that will hold several thousand litres of water. Then at the very least, that's what is needed. This at the minute is just an insult to the people of Gold Island. It's only a token gesture. It's not even a token gesture, to be fair. It's just adding insult to injury, as I say. And the biggest problem is now, if it is true now that a foreshore license is needed, Jesus, that's going to knock things, as I say, at least a couple of years or more down the road, because we all know they take time to get these foreshore licenses for whatever reason. They do take time to get, Brian, and it's very unacceptable. And it's unacceptable as well to the people of Gola. But as I say, like, that's where we're at today, and I'm trying my best for them, as I'm sure others will as well in due course when they learn about this. But this is where we're at, and it's just totally unacceptable going forward. And again, to me, it really highlights again the lack of knowledge of Iskair and Half of our islands, of our islands, of the rural areas here where I live, represent the Glimpies area here, as just my five other colleagues from Christa to the Tip Point Ardra there, where Council Malloy's based. Along this whole way, we have water problems all the time, and yet time and time and time again, Iskair and fail to listen to us. And Ryan, this is a prime example now of failing to listen to us. This situation now in Gold Island, putting in a wee beehive tank as such, a glorified oil tank providing water, expected to supply 36 houses. In reality, it wouldn't even supply two after cooking and showering, one thing and another, flushing toilets, all that kind of stuff. Plus an Irish college going in there as well, Ryan.
And then also the business that is on there and the tourism factor that is there.
Yes,
as
there's
well.
A cafe in there as well that does quite well as well over the summer months we know of.
The tourist season has begun as well, so, you know.
The tourist season has begun as well, and the problem is at the minute here, Ryan, due to the problems, the Inishbofin people have sort of held the handbrake on slightly, as indicated to me there this morning. They have held the handbrake on slightly about in promoting the island, because they don't want people going in unless they're going to be guaranteed water. This is the reality. Like, they need to be guaranteed water for sanitary purposes, hygiene purposes, mm-hmm. flushing toilets, even down to the simple things that you touched on there yourself, making a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. You can't run a restaurant or you can't run a cafe unless you have water. Like,
yes, this is
no more than they can run houses, and certainly can't deal with an Irish college going in. But this is where it's at the moment. So that's why I'm trying to highlight things here today, Ryan, to push on what is going on here and make Irish water listen.